This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a pharmaceutical story of note today, a little bit outside the norm for these kinds of stories. Under a bill passed by the House last night, also the Senate earlier, and expected to be signed by the president, more terminally ill patients might be able to get their hands on experimental drugs. It's called Right to Try, designed to give patients who've exhausted all of their other options a little bit of hope. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, it is not entirely clear how this federal law might work.
Most states already have right to try laws, thanks to a big push by the Goldwater Institute, a libertarian think tank. But the group's senior policy advisor, Starley Coleman, says there's one thing state laws can't do.
And that's tell the FDA what they can and can't do with the information that they collect from pharmaceutical companies about patients who are treated under state right to try laws.
And if something goes wrong, Coleman says the FDA can slow or shut down the approval process for that drug. Under the federal bill the House passed yesterday, the FDA would not be able to do that unless the commissioner had serious concerns. The FDA already allows terminally ill patients who don't qualify for clinical trials to receive experimental treatments through its expanded access program. But Richard Garr, former CEO of the biotech company NeuralStem Inc., says drug companies have been reluctant to participate because of the risks.
Even though it isn't your fault or might not be the type of patient that the drug would eventually be approved for, the FDA still would have the right to stop the trial.
But in reality, that rarely happens, according to Allison Bateman House, an assistant professor of medical ethics at NYU School of Medicine. She says the FDA audited 10 years of clinical trials.
And found only two times in 10 years that a death in expanded access ever led to a trial being temporarily closed down.
Bateman House says taking the FDA out of the process isn't likely to expand access and could put patients at risk. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.